Turkey's president has called on the country's defense allies to take a stance against an American plan for a Kurdish-led border security force in Syria. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said members of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, or NATO, should oppose such a force. The United States and its partners want to establish the security force to control the border area between Syria, Iraq, and Turkey. The move is part of the United States-led effort against the Islamic State group, often called IS. Syrian Kurdish militia are to lead the new security force, which is expected to reach 30,000 members in the next few years. However, Turkey has been threatening to launch a military offensive in Syria against Kurdish militia there. Turkey considers them to be terrorists because of their ties to outlawed Kurdish rebels fighting Turkey. On Monday, Erdogan accused the United States of creating a terror army in Syria along the border with Turkey. He said, Turkey would destroy this army before it's even born. Erdogan addressed members of his ruling party on Tuesday. During his speech, he said, "Hey NATO, you are obliged to make a stance against those who harass and violate the borders of your members." Both Turkey and the U.S. are NATO members. NATO called Turkey a highly valued ally and said the alliance was committed to Turkey's defense. However, it said that the matter was an issue for the anti-IS coalition led by the U.S. Ties between Turkey and the United States have worsened over U.S. support of the Kurdish militia. Turkey says the Kurdish People's Defense Units, or YPG, is a major threat to its security. But the U.S. has relied on Kurdish militia with ties to the YPG to defeat the Islamic State terror group. The U.S. also has said the new Kurdish-led security force is important to prevent the return of the Islamic State group in Syria and Iraq. Russia, a major force in the area, opposed the U.S. plan for a border security force. It said the force could lead to the splitting up of Syria. The Syrian government called the U.S. plan an attack on Syrian sovereignty. It promised to win back control of the whole country and remove any form of U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish force. Erdogan said on Tuesday that Turkey is planning an attack on the Kurdish-controlled area of Afrin in northern Syria. Turkey has already moved more troops to its border and fired artillery at the city in recent weeks. The Turkish president added that Turkey would conduct the operation in Afrin with Turkish-backed Syrian opposition forces. Erdogan was asked if he planned to discuss the Kurdish-led border force with U.S. President Donald Trump, but he said he had no plans to call the U.S. leader. The state-operated Anadolu agency reported Erdogan's comments. He said, "We discussed the issue before. He said he would get back to me. I won't call him as long as he does not get back to me." I'm Jonathan Evans.